Technology.
Okay, are we on? I guess we're on.
Fair game.
So it is Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2014. It's just a little after noon. I'm listening to the pre-show on iBlink Radio for the Apple event that is going to be starting very, very, very shortly. Can't even talk. I'm so excited. And I just think it is so neat how we can, all of us, blind or sighted, join together as one big community to take part in this event. I'm excited to see what the new iPhones are going to be like, because I'm going to be updating my iPhone soon, I think. I'm not so sure what I think about the iWatch. I really don't care about the iWatch. I haven't even got my iPad yet, and that's like the... That's how, well... You know, what is I don't have one yet, so I don't want to get something new.
To really have a disposal to use. To
gosh, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, this is exciting. Where is the coverage going to start? It's like 12:02. Anyway, I think back to like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even, and it would be very difficult to do this sort of thing.
Welcome.
Really, I don't even know. It's cool. Very cool. Very, very, very cool.
And we want to say hi to Melissa Garside from Boston.
We have video again. It's back into the.
Okay. Look at this.
The audience
right
now.
You hear this? Look at this. They're going to start.
Empty.
Okay, I'm going to stop this, and next time I come back, I will be talking about the thing.
People are still filing in.
They're actually running. They're running late. Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. Apple running late.
Where's their iWatch?
How do I?
Maybe
they
use their iWatch. They wouldn't be running
Maybe
late.
Maybe it's running low on slow. The iWatch is running for.
Okay, I'm back
for the app for Apple.
There's
Holy goodness!
Still
it's been 3 years since the first the Apple was announced.
I'm just
going
to let you guys listen.
Steve Jobs returned
to
well, not returned, but since Apple was announced, the Apple. The Apple computer. There we go. It was 30 years ago, and the significance.
This
of
is Mike Calvo on the iBlink Radio
that's where the first
app.
iPhone was.
That's
was
part of
Serotech,
which is a really great
and
company.
Since 2009, we as a community have been enjoying accessibility in a way that is just truly unprecedented from
yes.
anybody else. And
yes,
Jess and I were talking last night. There's a survey that was recently released, and I promised I was going to look it up, and I'll look it up again. But it was there are approximately 300 million
smartphones. Now getting some commercials here now.
Commercials.
I was going to say, Derek, if it gets started, please interrupt us.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Yeah, Matt, we
following
have no audio.
A vision. As it's kind of right now, it's showing different type of art pieces as they are coming together and showing different words. Oh, now we've cut right back to the audience again. The panning cam onto the audience.
I think it would be neat to like run one of the cameras for one of these events personally.
Look at those smiling faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I also see a whole row of empty seats, not too in the middle of the auditorium, which is.
What's up with that?
As to why that could happen at this hopefully sold out event.
It's not sold out. There's a whole row that's not sold out.
Maybe it's that way for. It's probably that way for maybe for better access. But still.
It sounds good, Matt.
Now we got our audio back, and so hopefully if they play some commercials.
But man, seriously, I mean, it's just amazing to know that I'm part of a big community.
300 million accessible devices, smartphones in the marketplace. Of those phones. 85% of them are using, and I'm sorry, 80% of them are using Android, and 15% of them are using iOS, and that's just humongous. That means that of the 300 million smartphones in the world right now, 285 of accessibility features. That is incredible to me.
That is. He is right. That is awesome.
15% of the market, and of course, Android has more of the market because they're different priced handsets and they're more, 85% of the market is outside of the United States. So, or 80% of the market, you know, a lot of it is outside of the United States. But the fact is that Apple started it.
Yes, they did.
When Derek, you were telling us yesterday
Believe
about the
that.
God phone.
That's what people on campus, I was back in college during this time, and everyone on campus was just talking about who could afford this God phone, quote unquote, because it was doing things that literally no other phone at that time was able to do, and it was just, it was dumbfounding, if that's the best word to say. Ooh, now we're getting back to that same commercial again.
All right, I'm going to pause this, and when I come back, hopefully they'll be actually saying things and stuff, so.
They're portraying the text in a way of if you see an art piece coming.
Okay, so
Tim Cook just clicked a button and now he's walked off stage.
Eight minutes past.
Are we getting audio on this, by the way?
Keep talking, Derek.
That's okay. So what we're seeing now is we're seeing an in-depth 3D rendering of a new phone as it's being shown to us from the side. It's displaying goals. It's displaying a thinner interface. It's definitely a wider screen.
It's going to be like a piece of paper one of these days. It's going to be
showing all these features. It is very, like, just from the look of it, it is incredibly thin.
It's aerodynamic.
But bigger, right? Larger?
Wider, yes. So it's interesting to be able to see it compare. Now they're showing it in comparison to the previous model, and now we've cut back to.
But the iPhone I have, the 4S, is really tiny.
All rights reserved. Screen.
It's like a nice size.
That's some choice of music right there.
Huh.
I wonder if we're going to get new ringtones.
Is coverage of the Apple announcement with accessibility commentary. I'm Jesse Lorenz.
I'm Mike Calvo.
Derek Zza and Mike Calvo.
Hello. I was busy doing things here. Sorry about that.
Hey, we got your back.
All right. Still, now we're cutting to a black screen. It almost feels like they are trying to get all their ducks in a row as far as what's happening with the...
Okay, AV I'm going to pause this because it's boring talk. It's not boring, but you guys don't want to listen to it.
The same...
They're translating it into Chinese.
The 6S, 38% more pixels. The 6 Plus, 185% more pixels than the 5S.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's a lot of pixels.
With pixels.
I am so going to get me a new iPhone.
Here's the real magic.
Watch out, dog.
Thinner than anything we have ever made.
I'm so going to get me a new iPhone. Ah. They need to make like an Apple Bluetooth headset. I would totally buy an Apple Bluetooth headset.
It's a 6.9mm spin compared to 7.6 for the 5S.
Wow.
Both thinner.
Going to get me a new phone. I'm like, AT&T is gagging to give me an upgrade because every time I sign in to pay my bill or check on it, there's always an alert. Oh, you're eligible for an upgrade. I'm gonna wait till the iPhone 6 comes out, baby. It's gonna be like leaping into the future because I have an iPhone 4S right now.
Can we get a feed without the Chinese?
Even sharper and more of it. You can see here in the Messages app, the iPhone 6 displays more than before, and the 6 Plus displays more in its extra room there, so we put your friend's faces right there from the center.
Of course, this speaks to the...
Okay, I am running out of room here, so I'm going to stop this, and I will be back. I'm going to go post this. I'm excited. Okay, bye.